Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, our outstanding crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And I was supposed to do this last hour, and I screwed it up, so I'm going to do it now. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And I will give you some college football bets of mine later in the segment. And just, you know, I'll be honest with everyone, right? Like, college football is not my best sport when it comes to betting. And I'm very upfront about that. It's why we have guests like Colin Wilson and Joey Kanish, and we had Horvat on the show today. We have really smart people come on the show in the college football media, college football bettors, give their opinions, right? I usually prefer to have the guests we have on the show agree with me. Makes me feel better. Here's Colin Wilson, someone who's been coming on the show for years that I really respect, and not that he wins every bet. Nobody does, but I really respect him. Say, hey, Colin, I really like Alabama. What about you? Well, I think Oklahoma's going to win by a million. Onward and et cetera. So I'll give you my college football bets coming up in a little bit, and maybe you can use the Parlay Boost token if you want to ride with me, fade me, whatever the hell you want. You have free will to do whatever you want. So college football bets are coming up. NFL bets as well, takes on every single NFL game, and Tyler Morales has been grinding Twitter, grinding websites, grinding artificial intelligence, the internet, the latest injury news for week 11 in the NFL. Need to do a little college basketball, though. So we have three ranked versus ranked games this weekend. One tonight, one tomorrow, and one on Sunday. Let's go in chronological order. Tonight, number 5 Arizona plays at I think UCLA is ranked, and I didn't write down the ranking. You guys, what's UCLA's 15th? I have it here. Sorry. Number 5 at number 15. This game is being played at the Intuit Dome, so this is not played at Pauley. So I guess like UCLA kind of has home court advantage, but not really. It's a neutral site game. It's in Los Angeles, just not at Pauley Pavilion. And Arizona is a 1.5-point favorite. The total in the game is 154.5. And I like Arizona. Worth noting, the betting market has moved towards UCLA throughout the course of the day today, landing now at Arizona, a really small favorite, -1.5. And UCLA's backcourt is tremendous, led by transfer Donovan Dent, who's a really good player. And some people think UCLA has Final Four upside. And I think Mick Cronin's an awesome coach. And UCLA is a legacy program. And they're one of these schools where, like, college basketball's more fun when UCLA is good. Like the Raiders, right? Even if you hate the Raiders. Or like the Cowboys, honestly. I'm a Giants fan. Like, the NFL's more fun when the Cowboys are good. College basketball's more fun when UCLA is good. And UCLA is pretty good this year. But I'm going to bet Arizona in this game. And the reason why, Jaden Bradley, Arizona's point guard, does not get as much attention, and we're very early in the season, obviously, but think about even like thus far when we talk about Arizona on the show. We're talking about freshman sensation Kona Pete. Could be like a top 5 pick in the NBA draft next year. Dropped 30-7 on Florida's front court with the reigning defending national champions who've returned their entire front court. Kona Pete absolutely wrecked them in that game. 30.7 rebounds, Arizona beat Florida 93-87. So I think Kona Pete's going to do what he wants to do against UCLA down low. Now, maybe you would want to make the case that that Dent and UCLA can control the tempo of the game. Bradley's a really good defender, and I think that he can do what he needs to do against Dent in the UCLA backcourt, and Kona Pete can do what he does down low. I'll take out, not a big bet, small bet for me on Arizona, but I'll lay the 1.5 with Arizona against UCLA. Tomorrow, this is an awesome one. This one is at TD Garden in Boston, another neutral site game. UConn will have home court advantage. Obviously, more UConn fans will be there. UConn, the number 3 team in the country, plays number 7 BYU. So it's Danny Hurley and like this group of unbelievable team with UConn that returns a caravan and solo ball and thought to be like maybe not Danny Hurley's best team. He did win back-to-back national championships, but a really good UConn team against AJ DeBonsa, like almost certainly a top 5 pick in the NBA draft next year. And BYU. Openers of this game have UConn as a 3.5-point favorite. So, my lean, I don't think I'm going to bet the game. My lean is BYU, just because, like, if DeBonsa's as good as I think he is, and a lot of people think he is, I don't know if UConn's going to be able to stop him. But the thing that's stopping me from making the bet, Danny Hurley's probably just going to, let's either let DeBonsa score 40 and no one else scores, or let's take him out of the game. And UConn as a team, like, you know, one through however many guys they play, is way better than BYU, even if BYU has the best player. Lean for me towards BYU, no bet on the game. Honestly, like, I feel like people should probably bet UConn if you bet the game. And last one, and this is the one that I'm really going to like. So this is Houston at Auburn. Houston's the number 1 team. Auburn is in like 23, somewhere in that range. Stephen Pearl, Bruce's son, that's true, is the coach. This is a neutral site game, but it's in Alabama, in Birmingham. So Auburn will have home court in the game. Houston travels well, but still, it'll be Auburn, mostly Auburn fans there. And we don't have a market for this game because it's Sunday, and I don't care. I will lay Houston, I don't care. I'm betting Houston. I don't care. I'm gonna bet on Kelvin Sampson and the Houston Cougars. I wish Duke had beaten them back in the Final Four. Okay. Great song. Iconopop. Auburn scores a lot of points and gives up a lot of points. Seems bad going up a Houston team that can score and actually plays defense. I don't care what the spread is. I'm laying Houston in the game. So, like on NFL Sunday, when we're all sweating a million things, I'll be sweating Houston laying it against Auburn. And I'll be quick with this because we need to get to the football. But I've already gotten notes from people who are listening to the show. Tyler's going to hate this. So I bet Purdue last night against Alabama. And Purdue beats Alabama. Really impressive fashion, 87-80. Braden Smith, 29 points, 21 in the second half. Trey Kaufman Wren, double-double, 19 and 15. Fletcher Lawyer has a bad game, and Purdue still wins. I think Purdue's going to win the national championship. I'm, like, gripping my notebook as I say that. Their backcourt's unbelievable, and Braden Smith has a Kemba Walker quality to him in the way he controls games. I'm not saying he's as good as Kemba or like going to be like a first-round pick or top whatever like Kemba was. I'm not saying that. But he does have that Kemba quality where he controls the tempo of games, and he did it against Alabama. And they can go inside out with the guards and with Kaufman Wren. And Painter, I know like we bagged on Matt Painter. He did make a national championship game a couple years ago. I have parlayed Purdue with a bunch of different stuff. Purdue to win the national championship with a bunch of different things. So I'm sure I will have more teams as the season moves along, but I have grabbed a piece of Purdue after last night. As Cam Neely said in Dumb and Dumber is the iconic character, Seabass, give me the Boilermakers. I think Purdue wins the Natty this year. And I do, asterisk, I reserve the right to change my mind, but for right now, I have bet Purdue in a bunch of parlays with things this weekend to jack up that price. I think Purdue is really, really good. You better you bet on this Friday. Let's get to college football. Thoughts on games this weekend. How about our friend, Mr. Saturday, Ryan Horvath? Tailgate kickoff Saturdays 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network radio station, nationwide, all our social platforms. Ryan gave out a bet that Tyler and I are communicating in the show chat while Ryan's on. He likes Clemson tonight, and we're going to ride with him. So Clemson is on the card for tonight. Clemson plus 1.5 is the number right now at BetMGM, plus 105 on the money line. I'll bet the plus 1.5 with Clemson tonight against Louisville. Oregon plays Minnesota tonight. The Ducks are 25.5-point home favorites in the game. They've been getting bet up over the course of the day. I do think that Oregon will look across the field and be like, wow, I'm so happy we're not playing Iowa at Kinnick. If I had to bet the game, I would bet Oregon. I will pass. I think Oregon wins and keeps its college football playoff standing in tow. Let's take a look at tomorrow's slate. Said yesterday, I like Pitt to cover against Notre Dame. Joey Knish came on the show yesterday, our friend pro sports bettor from the Hammer, and he said that he thinks that this is going to go up over the course of the day tomorrow. Maybe we get a 13, a 13 and a half, we'll see about a 14. So I'm going to wait until the last second, and I'm going to bet Pitt. I do think that Pitt is going to be able to score enough to stick with Notre Dame in this game, even if the Irish are going to win. But I will bet Pitt plus the points tomorrow against Notre Dame, and I'm going to wait until right before kickoff. All right, let's talk about Alabama and Oklahoma, where if we had one guest come on the show this week and like Alabama, everyone has liked Oklahoma, right? No one has liked Alabama. Tyler, pop on here. Do you like Bama in the game? You are Mr. Alabama this season.
Yeah, I just don't know how consistently like Oklahoma is going to be able to score. To be honest, I like the under in the game more than anything. I like the total more than the side.
All right, so Tyler will be on the under tomorrow with Alabama and Oklahoma. That's 45.5 right now at BetMGM. So Colin Wilson, who's I really respect, whether he wins, people are, did he win all his bets? That's not how this works. Colin says he thinks this game is going to close 4.5. So Oklahoma is going to get bet tomorrow on game day. So if you like Oklahoma, I'd grab the 6 now. I like Alabama. I think that Oklahoma's run defense is good. Okay, great. Alabama doesn't even care about running the ball. Here's Ty Simpson and Ryan Williams and Bernard and these receivers. I think it's bombs away on Brent Venables' defense. So, just the context again, that all the people we have on the show this week that I respect like Oklahoma. So when you, the listener and viewer, if you're listening to the show, and you're I want to bet what the guys are betting, the guests all like Oklahoma. I am betting Alabama. Do whatever the hell you want to do. I'll have money on Alabama, and I'm waiting till tomorrow to make the bet. I would like to get a number below 6 with the Crimson Tide. Let's talk about USC in Iowa, in Southern California, where I'm just going to check the weather forecast tomorrow. just to see where we're at. Southern California weather Saturday. Well, it takes. And let's see what the precipitation is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, there's going to be rain tomorrow. So the Yacht Rock song that says it never rains in Southern California, it looks like they're lying. I think it's going to rain tomorrow. And some people may think that benefits Iowa. I don't. I think USC is going to do what it did to Michigan and smash mouth Iowa and beat Iowa at its own game. Any number below 7, I like with USC against Iowa. I'm going to back our friend Joey Knish, who was very strong on Utah at the end of his interview yesterday. The Utah Utes, as Joe Pesci would call them. Utah was 7.5 yesterday at Baylor. The number is now 8.5 and climbing. I'm riding with Knish. I bet Utah yesterday right after the segment. I'm guessing that number is still okay. But Utah for me, I'm riding with Joey Knish on the road at Baylor. And finally, it's narrative time, everybody. Get your sneakers. Nikki K is taking you for a walk down Narrative Street. Mother Earth, Father Sky, and your dear old Nikki K. Do you know who has a gear that hasn't been hit yet this year? That rhymed. I didn't intend for it. Just happened. Arch Manning. Would it really be... Jake, bring the music down, please. Let me ask you all something. Would it really be that surprising if Arch balled out tomorrow and led Texas to an outright win? Colin Wilson's telling you Georgia's leaky on the back end. I don't need the points. Give me Texas on the money line tomorrow against Georgia. And those are my college football bets for the weekend. On the other side, all the NFL news, takes, thoughts, and bets your little heart could ever handle.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right. College football, clear. College basketball, clear. The NBA, clear. Hockey? Are they playing hockey these days? We got a lot of games to hit. Week 11 NFL Sunday. And as you might imagine, I'm percolating. The takes have been marinating. And I don't know if we're quite ready to drop them on the plate for you to consume. But that'll be Sunday, my show on WFAN at 8 a.m. Eastern Sunday morning, which you can watch on YouTube live after the fact. Listen to nationally on the Odyssey app, locally in New York, in the tri-state area. 101.9 FM and 660 AM. And then nationally, myself and Sam, 11 AM to 1 PM Eastern. So we'll finalize the NFL bets then. But I'm going to give you guys indications as to where I'm headed with some of these bets. Some teasers that I might like, money line parlays, hell, even a couple props. Because I'm feeling good. It's a Friday, man. Yeah. And my wife just texted me. We ordered Chinese food, and I'm going to go home, and I am going to slam some steamed dumplings, chicken with broccoli, and they have this three-pepper chicken at this place by our house that is so spicy. Oh, my God. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. And then I'm going to wash it down with a Yasso Greek yogurt ice cream bar. Hashtag This is 42, Friday night for a washed up dad. Hell yeah, baby. All right, NFL bets now. We're going to do it because Nick Costos solo here. We're not going to do the Mario music. I want to feel it a little bit. And I want to get pumped up with some NFL films music. Jake Hassan, please. Football. Football, football. Let's bet some football. We're talking football. Football is the best. Okay. We begin in Madrid. Super Bowl VII rematch that the world's been waiting for. I'm not sure if they will honor the late, great Garo Yepremian before kickoff, as the Dolphins play the artist formerly known as the Washington Redskins, who they beat 14-7 to complete an undefeated season in 1972. Dolphins against the Commanders, and Miami is a 2.5-point favorite in this game. We might go to 3, total 47.5, because Washington is the walking wounded. Jaden Daniels is out. We don't know when he's going to be back. Terry McLaurin's out. I can't believe I have to say this. Treylon Burks is out. This matters. The Commanders have no healthy receivers. It's Jalen Lane and Chris Moore for Miami. Bradley Chubb is questionable, as is Rasul Douglas. Austin Jackson on the offensive line is doubtful. I think if I had to bet the side of the game, I actually think I'd lay Miami. I think Washington is like beyond dead team walking. Like, we are like walking dead zombie level here for the Washington Commanders. Not that Miami's not dead team walking, but they at least showed you something last week in the upset win against the Bills. So maybe I'll bet Miami in the game. I haven't made a decision. But one bet that I will absolutely make, and I've been making this bet for a number of weeks now, and I'll give it out here, I'll give it out on Sunday also, is Jaylen Waddle over 74 and a half receiving yards. He's Tyreek Hill in this offense now with Tyreek Hill out. And in the last six games, without mentioning the Browns game, which was a win game, which I don't think we can really count, he's like 90-plus yards or 100-plus yards in all these games. And now it's a Washington secondary without Marshawn Lattimore, and the number 74 and a half. As Stone Cold Steve Austin would say, don't trust anybody. As Stone Cold Steve Austin would also say, what? And as Stone Cold Steve Austin would also say, eh-eh. Jaylen Waddle over 74 and a half receiving yards. Back to the great country, the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. And if you don't like me saying that, you know, sorry, it is the greatest country in the world. And we go to Tennessee, the Music City, where the 1-8 Tennessee Titans, 6-point home dogs to Davis Mills and the 4-5 Texans. Total in the game is 37. So CJ Stroud is out with the concussion. Davis Mills will start. Jalen Petrie is out in the back end of the secondary for the Texans. So we got a couple big ones here in terms of we don't know if they're going to play. Jeffrey Simmons, their best defensive player for the Titans, is questionable, as is number one receiver Calvin Ridley, as is pass rusher Arden Key. So still a lot to figure out here. I don't know that I'm going to bet this game, but if I did, I would lay the Texans. Davis Mills isn't great, but I mean, he's a serviceable backup quarterback. He clearly has a rapport with Nico Collins, and I'm just going to look to see what the number is for Nico, and I'm going to have to pick up the pace here big time. Nico is 69 and a half receiving yards. Like, I'm betting that over. For sure. Nico Collins over 69 and a half receiving yards. Against the Titans secondary? Come on. Stop it. He had over 100 yards last week against the Jaguars. I don't know how Tennessee's scoring in this game. Maybe Cam Ward comes out and he shows a little something out of the bye week. I'm probably going to pass the game. I'll be on that Nico Collins over receiving yards, though, for sure. All right. Vikings and the Bears in Minnesota. We are off three. Minnesota, a juice 2.5-point home favorite, total 48.5. Is Jalen Johnson, Bill, is Jalen Johnson going to play in this game? Tyler says he's questionable. No way, right? He's not playing. Why is Tyler listening? They just activated his window 21 days on IR. Tyler, what's happening here?
He's on the Bears injury report from their Twitter account. I just report the news.
Bill, can you check what AI says? I need to know what Gemini or ChatGPT thinks. DJ Moore, Roma Dunze both going to play. Jonathan Greenard and Ryan Kelly are both out for the Vikings. Those are big losses. I want to bet Bears in this game. I'd like to bet Bears +3. I don't know if it's coming back. If it doesn't, I may have a small Bears money line bet. I don't love this bet. I like it. It'll be a smaller bet for me. And it's my opinion. And I want to take my opinion, like a little piggy, to market. And my opinion is that while the Vikings have a better roster than Chicago, 2 through 53, and I think even the most ardent, passionate Bears fan would have to admit that, right? Minnesota's roster, 2 through 53, is better than Chicago's. Caleb Williams right now is unquestionably better than J.J. McCarthy. And I think Ben Johnson can out-scheme Brian Flores 1-for-1. I do like the Bears. I'd like 3 to bet Chicago at some point in between now and kickoff. You better you bet on this Friday. Moving on. Bengals and the Steelers. This game will be played on November the 16th. On October the 16th, the Bengals beat the Steelers 33-31 on Thursday Night Football and dealt what might end up being a fatal blow to Pittsburgh's playoff hopes. We shall see. That's how I think this is going to play out. Now, this is the first of several games on the docket, Week 11 NFL Sunday. I don't know what NFL film song this is, but it sounds like it's like sad music. Like soldiers being carried from battle. Jay, can we skip to the next track, please? Can we get something up-tempo? I can't talk about football bets with taps playing underneath me. Anything else? I guess the answer to that question is no. Okay, it's a little better. Bill just wrote something in the chat that I refuse to read. It is horrible. Bill, just know that it's terrible. And no one else in the chat will get it except for me. And it's awful. Anyway, there is weather in the forecast here for the Steelers-Bengals game. 20-mile-per-hour winds right now is what we're looking at, and you know how weather works. It could be greater when we come to Sunday, off the lake in Pittsburgh, or off the river, I guess, in Pittsburgh, not the lake. Rivers. Maybe we see some wind in the forecast. We shall see. I'll talk about it more on Sunday. The Steelers, 5.5-point home favorites. The total in the game is 49. If we get to Sunday and the wind is not going to be a factor, I will like the over. I think Bengals overs need to start with the 5, one of the worst defenses ever. And my lean is towards the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I will say, if the wind is not bad, and I'm just going to see what the prop number is here, DK Metcalf's receiving yards number is 52.5. Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart are not playing for Cincinnati. The Bengals will have no pass rush in this game. And if the wind is not terrible, Aaron Rodgers is going to have time to sling it down the field to DK Metcalf, who will torch these Bengals corners. So assuming the wind is okay, I'll consider laying the Steelers, I'll consider betting the over, and I will bet DK Metcalf over receiving yards. Falcons and the Panthers in Atlanta. Jake, I hate, like Bill, can we get Jake better NFL films music than this? What is this? What is this track? I've never heard it before. What CD is this, Jake? Where is this coming from?
From what we've had from like the last 3 years, I don't know. I don't have the names of them.
It's brutal. Like, Bill, we need to like buy like the actual CD and send it. It's terrible. Anyway, yo, Jake, just play the Mario music. I'm done with this. These are crappy NFL films. We can do better than this. Falcons and the Panthers in Atlanta. Atlanta, a 3.5-point home favorite, total in the game 41.5. I feel like this might drop down to 3. Pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola on the show yesterday said he loves Carolina in the game. He bet 4, and maybe that's indicative of where the line will end up moving in this game. Injury stuff. Drake London is questionable, but we are expecting him to play. Rico Dowdle going to play for the Carolina Panthers, as will Derek Brown. If this number comes down to 3, I'll consider betting the Atlanta Falcons. I still think Atlanta has some untapped potential upside here with Michael Penix Jr., and maybe they just never reach it. Maybe it never happens, but I'd like to bet into that upside potentially here. With Atlanta, I need 3 to make the bet. I won't know if we get it until Sunday. Moving on. Tampa and Buffalo in Western New York. The Bills, 5.5-point home favorites, total in the game, 47. A lot going on here from an injury perspective. Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin are both out again, as is pass rusher Hassan Reddick. For Buffalo, Dalton Kincaid is out, but Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, Joey Bosa, AJ Epineza, and wide receiver Josh Palmer are all playing, as is Khalil Shakir. Now, this is the game that it looks like has the most weather concern on Sunday. I'm seeing like wind gusts like up into the 20s potentially, which definitely favors Buffalo because Josh Allen can sling it through the wind. Baker Mayfield may not be fully healthy. I don't think the Bucs are going to be able to take advantage of a depleted Bills defensive front trying to stop the run. I think I'm going to end up laying the Buffalo Bills in this game. I haven't done it yet, but with Baker not being able to scramble, with Godwin and Bucky out, and I actually think Bucky being out is a bigger deal in this game against Buffalo's run defense. Josh Palmer being out actually does matter for Buffalo. Being back, excuse me, does matter for Buffalo. He can actually win down the field even if he's not a great receiver. I'm going to end up betting the Bills in this game. So I do like Buffalo against Tampa. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about my Giants. Taking on a Green Bay Packers team that embarrassed itself on Monday night against the Eagles. Green Bay, a 7-point road favorite at Jameis Winston, Mike Kafka, and the New York Football Giants, total 42.5. Darius Slayton is out for the Giants, as is Kayvon Thibodeau. For the Packers, Nate Hobbs is out. He stinks. I'd rather play Calvin. Matthew Golden is questionable, and he missed Monday night's game, and he's been a fantasy football disaster this year. Look, I understand the thought process behind wanting to bet the Giants. Green Bay's been brutal the last couple weeks. Lost to Carolina. Lost to Philly. Brian Daboll gets fired. And we have the fired coach bounce spot where now, well, surely they're going to play harder. And if you believe the Giants, which is like Al Jazeera propaganda, you would think that this is like the 2007 Patriots being held out by a bozo head coach being held back. And I don't think that's the case. I don't. I don't think the Giants are very good. And we're going to get the Jameis Winston experience in this game. And I'm going to have a fun same game parlay to give out on Sunday. That I was talking to one of the You Better You Bet listeners. I'll shout him out on the show on Sunday as it regards Jameis. Or maybe Jameis throws for 500 yards. Maybe he throws for 4 touchdowns. Maybe he throws 5 interceptions. Maybe it happens all in the same game. Here's my guarantee. Guarantee. And I never say things like that on the show. Never. As a Giants fan, I promise you this. The Giants stink. The roster's not good. This is not, I just looked, it's 2025. It's not 1984. You can believe the evidence of your eyes and ears. I don't think the Packers are great. But are they good enough to bounce back against a bad Giants team on Sunday? Absolutely. Dun, dun, da, 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 dun. Bet, pack, bet. I'll lay the points with the Packers on Sunday. And I'd like to wait to see if I get a 6.5. So I haven't made the bet yet, but I am going to like Green Bay. And if the Packers go up to 7.5, oh baby, we're in teaser range for Green Bay. On the other side, the rest of the games coming up for Week 11 NFL Sunday, including Sunday Night Football in Philly with the Eagles and the Lions here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, some thank yous to Dole Avivor before we wrap up the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with the rest of the bets for Week 11 NFL Sunday. Two tremendous guests joined us today on the program, our friend Colin Wilson from the Big Bets on Campus and the Action Network, and our teammate here on the BetMGM Network, our friend Ryan Horvat. Saturday tailgate coming up tomorrow morning, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern, for all your college football wagering needs. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, our technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, our associate producer, Addie Bates, our video producer, the tag team of Jason Murphy and Mike Montgomery. Monty, your first name is Mike, right? Do I have that right? Michael Montgomery? Okay. I don't know if that was on the air or not, but he said in my ear, yes. Thank you to Monty and Jason Murphy. Not exactly like Demolition or Legion of Doom if we're talking about tag teams and tag team names. Coming up after us here on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our good friend, the great Rob Brown, and our guest at this time, the one, the only, Brad Evans. Brad, happy Friday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos, and hi, Monty.
Oh, that's creepy. What is, Brad, your one favorite prop for Week 11 NFL Sunday, 30 seconds or less?
Oh, yeah, we got to take a tight end, right, against the Cincinnati Bengals. I took Pat Freiermuth, anytime touchdown at plus 240. The Bengals have given up over 80 yards per game and a dozen scores in the tight end position. On top of that, Freiermuth has scored a TD in three of his last five games, becoming the apple of one Aaron Rodgers' eyes inside the 20s. Hopefully, it's not going to be Washington or Janu. I hope it's going to be Pat Freiermuth spiking six, and I'm cashing in at plus 240. Love that wager and the value associated.
Brad, you're the absolute best. Have an awesome show tonight on BetMGM Tonight. I know because we spoke. I don't want to give your college basketball bet. Brad is betting Arizona UCLA. I'm guessing he'll give that bet out at the top of the show on BetMGM Tonight. People can look forward to that. Have a great show. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
We'll give it right now. Arizona minus 1.5. I'm out.
Oh, Brad Evans and I riding together with Arizona and Kona Pete. What could go wrong? Thank you to the great Brad Evans for joining us on the show. BetMGM Tonight coming up right after us here on the BetMGM Network with Brad and Rob Brown. All right, Jake, let's, you know what? Whatever music you want, I don't care. Dope ass beat or Mario music, surprise me. All right, Mario music. No matter where, dear listener and dear viewer, the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. All right. Rest of the slate. Week 11 NFL Sunday. Jaguars and the Chargers in Duval. The Chargers, 3-point road favorites, although it's looked like all week we might come off 3 and go down to 2.5. We are still at 3 at MGM. The total is 43.5. Aronde Gadsden going to play. Quentin Johnston questionable. Brenton Strange going to miss another game for the Jaguars. They're starting tight end. Brian Thomas Jr. questionable. I would really like for him to play for fantasy football purposes. So my handicap of this game is pretty simple. Last week, the Jaguars sacked Davis Mills twice on 47 dropbacks. And the Texans have one of the worst offensive lines in the league. The Chargers' offensive line is injury-riddled with Ault out and Slater out. You would think that the Jaguars could get pressure. I don't think it's going to happen. And also, very quietly, Jacksonville's offensive line is starting to fall apart. And here is a really good Chargers defense. I love the Chargers. I want to lay 2.5. 2.5! If it pops in between now and kickoff, I will lay the 2.5 with the Bolts on the road in Jacksonville. I'm just about done with the Trevor Lawrence experiment in Jacksonville. It's not that they gave him $200 million, but I'm just about done with Trevor Lawrence, at least for this year. All right, we move to the afternoon slate on the East Coast, the 4 o'clock slate of games. How about Brock Purdy back in the lineup for the Niners? 3-point road favorites at Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals. Total is 48.5. Ricky Pearsall also back for the Niners. For the Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr., appendectomy, he's out. I might miss another game after this, which sucks. Will Johnson out, Baron Browning out, Walter Nolan and Bam Knight both questionable. I don't want to lay three with San Francisco, but I do think the Niners are going to win the game. I also kind of like the over in the game. It's 48 and a half. Maybe I'll get there. I think what I'm going to do, and again, tune in on Sunday, I'll finalize all the bets, all the props, etc. I think what I'd like to do is money line parlay the 49ers with the Chiefs. So San Francisco minus 160 at BetMGM right now. Kansas City is minus 210. You put those two together at MGM, plus 139. I think San Fran will win, and I think Kansas City will win. I don't know about laying the number in either game. Moving on. Oh, yeah. Seahawks and the Rams. And it's a 4:05 start, which I love. The Rams are now almost out to 3.5. This open was 2.5 on Monday, and Femi and I, 2.5. Femi and I talked about it Monday. We bet the Rams, so sitting pretty with a good number on LA. Now it's a juiced 3 for the Rams. So maybe this goes to 3.5 total, 48.5 in the game. Davante Adams is questionable. Sean McVay said earlier in the week that he expects Davante to play in the game. Torrey Horton out for Seattle, as is Julian Love and Jaron Reed on the defensive line. Look, I've got the Rams already at a good number. I would not bet Seattle here. And I think Seattle might be 2 through 53, maybe better than the Rams. And the Rams are really good. Seattle's awesome. And there's an awesome stylistic matchup in this game, right, between the offense and the genius on that side of the ball of Sean McVay, and the defense and the genius on that side of the ball for Mike McDonald and Seattle. And these two have had like pretty awesome battles, right? Even when McDonald was in Baltimore a couple years ago as a defensive coordinator. I don't want to talk about any of that. We're going to take a stroll down Narrative Street. Get your sneakers. This is low-hanging fruit. It's what you would see in the first segment on a debate show, and I don't even mean that as an insult. That's how I'm betting the game. I will pay to make Sam Darnold prove it to me. If Sam Darnold loses my bet for me and he outduels Stafford and the Seahawks win or cover the spread, I will tip the cap and I will be okay with losing my money. Now, I don't want to lay like a juice 3 with the Rams. I have 2.5. I think 3 is probably the perfect number. If it goes to 3.5, I don't want a middle of the game. But for people that don't have money on the game, if it goes to 3.5, I think you should probably consider Seattle. It just feels like a valuable number. You bet on this Friday. Ravens and the Browns in Cleveland. Baltimore, a 7.5-point road favorite. Total in the game is 39. This is another game that we need to talk about with weather, where we have, I'm just going to have the weather forecast up here, wind gusts right now of like up to 25 miles per hour in this game. And it's Friday. We'll see what happens when Sunday rolls around. But that's probably one of the reasons why the Browns have been getting bet throughout the course of the week, right? Driving this price down a little bit. Lamar Jackson is off the injury report. He is going to start. Rashad Bateman and Marlon Humphrey are out for the Baltimore Ravens. Whew. If the wind's really bad, I understand why people are betting the Browns. I don't think Cleveland ever wins this game. I don't know if that ever happens, even if the wind is terrible. I think Dylan Gabriel stinks. I don't know if we're going to see Shedeur Sanders at any point this year. We'll see. But if he has to come out, like maybe Bailey Zappi's the backup if Gabriel comes out. I don't know how the Ravens ever lose this game, even if the wind is terrible. I like Baltimore as a teaser leg, and I actually like Baltimore right now with Chicago as a teaser leg up to 8.5. We can finalize this on Sunday. I'm looking to tease the Ravens if they remain in this range, and we can figure out what leg to pair it with, like what's available coming up on Sunday. But I am going to like the Ravens some way, shape, or form in this game against Cleveland. Chiefs and the Broncos in Denver. The 5-4 Kansas City Chiefs, almost 4-point road favorites at 8-2 Denver. The intimation is if you flipped home field, the Chiefs would be like -7. Total in the game is 45. Josh Simmons and Xavier Worthy are both going to play. Isaiah Pacheco out for the Chiefs, which means you get Kareem Hunt and Breshard Smith and maybe Clyde Edwards-Helaire. E-stinks, toting the rock. J.K. Dobbins going to be out for an extended period of time for Denver, which means it'll be rookie R.J. Harvey as the lead ball carrier. Patrick Surtain out. And just wishing you know, good things for Alex Singleton, who's going to be out for the Broncos undergoing treatment for testicular cancer. We hope that he gets well. He announced that publicly earlier in the week. Look, you know I love the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to win the game. Are they going to win by 4? Like, possibly. But weird things have happened this year with Kansas City. Would I be stunned if KC won by three and Denver covered? I wouldn't. Would I be stunned if the Broncos won the game? I'd be absolutely freaking floored if Kansas City lost. That's why I'm telling you I like Kansas City as a money line parlay piece. I like it with the Niners. We can talk about on Sunday, like legs, things we want to pair Kansas City with. And just see if I can do this on the air right now. The people so inclined, if you're interested, you could parlay the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Denver Broncos on Sunday with Purdue to win the national championship in college basketball at plus 1,500. Just saying for those interested. And we close Week 11 NFL Sunday on Sunday Night Football. Absolute banger, as Usher would say, from a 1 to 10, it's a certified 20. As the Philadelphia Eagles, a 2.5-point home favorite against the Detroit Lions, total 46.5. We are so close to going to 3 with Philly. Now, bad injury report for Detroit. Sam Laporte is out. Terrion Arnold, Hayes' brother, is out. Kirby Joseph's out, as is Josh Pascal. Penei Sewell, Taylor Decker, DJ Reed, all questionable. And the Eagles, I don't know, they made the deal with Satan a few years ago. I guess they're like always pretty healthy. Like nothing to note on the injury report. I said on Tuesday, after the Packers lost to the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. They have the best players. They win every game. And with the number being less than 3, like, of course, like, they could win by 2 or win by 1 and I could lose the bet. It's basically just like Eagles to win the game. I can't tell you how much I love that. And, like, Dan Campbell called plays last week against an ACC defense with the Commanders. Now here's the Eagles with Jalen Phillips, like, on the defensive line, on the edge, rushing the passer. Best bet for me, all weekend in football, the Eagles laying the 2.5 on Sunday night against the Detroit Lions. And that does it for the Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet. Thanks to the crew. Awesome week here on the show. I am back on Sunday morning on WFAN in New York at 8 a.m. Eastern. And then myself and Sammy P, the national edition of You Better You Bet, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Yours truly and Femi back on the You Better You Bet airwaves on Monday. So until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, Sunday morning, I am Nick Costos wishing you a very hearty and sincere minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.